Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. I'm your host, John Henson, and this week we're diving into our 2024 Legal Marketing Trends Report. If you've been following us, you know that that report went live last week, had a big announcement for it. We've done a lot of things with it, and now this week we are going to spend each episode talking about the 2024 Trends Report and just some of the statistics that we found inside of it. And the first one that I wanted to share with you was, you know, every year, this is the third year that we've done this survey, and every year we ask law firms, what is the biggest reason that you think that you lost out on business? And you know, the different options were the competitor had better marketing, the competitor had more experience, the competitor charged lower rates, or they felt like the prospect didn't realize that they could help them, that law firm could help them. And 44%, which was, you know, far and away the biggest response to this question, 44% of law firms said that the biggest reason they lose business is because prospects didn't realize that the firm could help them. And when you think about all the things that you could do with your marketing, right? That tells me that, you know, your marketing is working well enough that you're able to get people in, you're able to generate leads, but then something is happening. There's a breakdown in them becoming a lead and them converting to a prospect that is falling apart somewhere. And to me, it's so very obvious what the issue is. You know, people are becoming leads, and then there's either, you know, not enough follow-up from the law firm. There's no additional education from the law firm. It's just kind of left up to the lead to figure out, am I in the right spot? Is this the right firm? And you don't want to do that. You know, for you, because you're in that firm every day, it may feel really obvious to you how you help people and whether or not, you know, they're in the right place. But it's not that simple for someone trying, you know, on the outside looking in. I mean, you know, try to put yourself in their shoes, right? You know, as smart as you believe that you are, imagine you're going into a new place for the first time, whether it's a brand new restaurant you've ever been to before, you know, a new store, maybe a new, you know, even like a new amusement park, or, you know, some sort of new establishment. You've never been there before, and you kind of have an idea of where you want to go, but you're not exactly sure where to look first. You know, think, for example, you go to a new restaurant, you have to use the restroom. The restrooms at restaurants are always located in different spots of the building. And you know, if it's kind of dark, maybe it's difficult to see, you could end up wandering around a little bit, looking silly, whatever. Or you ask for help. You ask some of the staff, hey, where are your restrooms located? You know, it's simple things like that. But that's not happening with law firms and their leads. And so even if that law firm could have helped them, that lead is just kind of sitting there wondering, am I in the right place? And all of a sudden another firm comes along and they have that answer and they say, oh, okay, well, this firm I know can help me, so I'm going over there. So how do you fix that, right? First, it starts with your website. You know, you want to make sure that your website messaging makes it clear what it is that you do and how it is and how you help people. And that sounds really simple, but you'd be shocked at how many law firms aren't doing this very well at all. You know, most law firms, their header on their website is still pretty vague. You know, it's you know, justice and we fight for you and fight for me for what? You know, do you fight for the thing that I specifically need? I'm not entirely sure, because then I'm looking at your practice areas and I'm not entirely sure what these terms are. You know, I was in a car accident. Okay. Is that personal injury? I didn't get injured, but my car got totaled and the other guy was definitely at fault and, you know, I need to sue him for it. Or is that, you know, what is a tort? What is, you know, all these things. And so, again, you as the attorney, you know all these answers. But these people, you know, most consumers don't have that terminology. They're not exactly sure. And so your website needs to make it clear. But in addition, once they become a lead in your system, they need to be getting some sort of regular communication from you. You know, whether it's an automated email sequence after they get into your system, like say, hey, thanks for contacting us. Here are some resources to help you learn more about who we are. They get plugged into your monthly email newsletter, your writing blogs. You have this video library of commonly asked questions and things that you deal with so that people can look around and they can get that information for themselves. You know, you don't have to spoon feed them by any means, but you want to make sure that people understand that you can actually help them. It starts with the content that you're creating and how you're showing it up on your, how it's showing up on your website, making sure that you're posting blogs consistently, make sure you have a video library, and doing that should ease that problem. So if you have this concern, if you're one of those 44% that think you lose business because people weren't sure that you could help them, this is how you resolve that problem. So a big stat that we found this week, we will be back late, you know, tomorrow and the rest of this week with more interesting findings. Thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.